Welcome to You Are the Cosmos Global Event, in which we call forth deep wisdom of our unique abilities of the sacred self. In this time of great change, there is a strong movement toward reclaiming our power as masters of co-creation with our Mother Earth to transform our world. I'm your host, Amanda Klobaba, and today I'm excited to present Horyanka Cornejo. Horyanka is an Incan high priestess, medicine woman, and sacred guide for rising medicine women who want to step into their sacred destiny and live authentically in their divine essence. She is also a cacao, rose, and flowers priestess and medicine woman, a certified Reiki master, and a former registered nurse. A master ceremonialist, Horyanka comes from an ancient healing tradition of the Inca lineage. She leads ceremony based upon Inca and Amazonian medicine. Horyanka initiates and guides emerging medicine women worldwide through sacred ceremonial programs, both in person in Cusco, Peru, and online. Our topic today is the return of the medicine woman. Welcome, Koryanka.
Hello, Amanda. So nice to see you.
It's wonderful to see you too. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me here and for wanting to share this beautiful event with me and everyone else that is watching at this moment.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. Thank you. My first question for you, we could dive right into this because I'm very excited about this topic. What does it mean to be a medicine woman?
That's a multi-layered kind of question, and it has so many answers. But I'll tell you from my heart what it has been like for me, and also what I know it to be like for many of my sweet sister clients who are medicine women that are starting on the path or that are in a path of growth, actively. So, being a medicine woman means to take on a beautiful responsibility and being here to be a leader of the light, of the divine light, and being willing to grow and heal your own life, receive the support that is required to do all of that because it's quite a beautiful journey and it takes work. And then being able to become this person that now knows the medicine deeply and knows how to support many other people with the medicine. It also means being someone who has decided to co-create something beautiful with her spirit guides. It means growing in that connection, consciously making that, a priority as well. And getting to know all of these beautiful expressions of the divine. This is how I relate to my spirit guides. This is what I know them to be. I work primarily with the spirits of Mother Earth and plants and the mountains and all of these beautiful nature spirit guides. And this is what I know about them. They are expressions of the divine. And their medicine is divine light in all of different forms and shapes. And so when we do co-create with them, we can really make such a huge difference as medicine women. And it's a journey, it's a lifelong journey. It's not like you go to university and get a degree, 4 or 5 years later. It really is constant, ongoing process of growth and learning and becoming stronger and taking care of who you are as a medicine woman as well, so that you can be at your best every time to serve.
Thank you. That's beautiful. It's a whole journey. Does one need to be born a medicine woman within a traditional lineage, or can a person step into this path in another way?
Yeah, that's a great question. I know that some people might believe that a medicine woman is someone who grew up perhaps in a small village or in a small little town somewhere, for instance, here in the mountains in Peru, or maybe far away in other continents in ancient traditions. And that grandma, granddad will train you since you're a little child and teach you how to work with the spirit guides and how to access your own divine essence, the divine within, and all of that. And that might be the truth for some people. This is how they become medicine women, is something that they grow up with. However, many, many, many people live now in cities. Our society has changed greatly, and there are many, many people who were born already with all of the codes, if you will, the energy, the ability, the skills, and even knowledge from past lifetimes to be able to. However, they are not born in the small village with grandma or granddad having them to teach them firsthand how to do these things, how to be the medicine woman, how to show up, in this way. And so what happens is still these women, these people have the abilities and have a soul calling to be medicine women. And so what we do is, this is the path I follow myself, is that you start to reconnect with this truth inside of you, of who you are. You start to rediscover who you are. And it's a process of looking within and self-inquiry, and also taking some signs. Some people call them synchronicities, miracles. They come in many different ways from the divine and our spirit guides. And then you take action based on that and start to rediscover who you are. And then it's an important step as well to be able to get someone to support you and help you along the way. And this is what is my calling, and I love doing. Not only supporting my sisters go through the process of personal healing, healing their lives, healing emotionally from childhood woundings, but also helping them step forward as the medicine women that they have come to be. Because it's a whole journey, right? That requires preparation, requires someone to show you how to connect to the spirit guides sacredly in ceremony, to experience this in a safe container, to have someone also help you understand, what you're experiencing as you're growing as a medicine woman. It can be something that is just so out of the ordinary, considering our modern world, going into the magic and beauty of this virus guidance and support, and of course, being initiated as a medicine woman formally in ceremonies as well. Being supported during the life initiations that we go through as well. So yeah, there is something here that if you, I would trust what is in the heart, what I know to be true. I would trust the feelings. The heart is a very intelligent, part of who we are, and it's there to support and guide us.
Thank you. That was beautiful and so empowering as well. I wanted to ask too, just to continue on this path of becoming a medicine woman and hearing the calling within yourself. I think what you said at the beginning was very true. It's like, I think a lot of women, feel like if they weren't born in a small village or, in another part of the world where, you're taught by your grandparents or your great grandparents and the traditions, haven't been passed on. And we, as a lot of women now live in different, like, big cities where You feel that loss of connection, of family, of your roots, of, within yourself, but you have that calling within your heart of like, going that you are this medicine woman, that you are this powerful woman who has a lot of wisdom within you and knowledges. Can you go a little bit deeper in how somebody in that type of environment, like a city, could, who feels that calling could start to go down that path? What her resources are, or what she could do for herself to connect deeper within that heart space of inner wisdom.
Yes, definitely. If there is a calling, then it's important to follow the calling of the soul and take one step after the other and start remembering, reconnecting with who you are and with your calling. And I assure you that there is nothing but happiness and great growth thanks to that. It's just beautiful to support them and share with them also so much that I have learned through the years, through my own experiences, and being able to prepare them and help them as they are going through all of these initiations and experiences of learning and growing in their gifts. And I do know for sure that when the intention is pure, and you're coming from love in your heart, then it's all good. There is no wrongdoing in stepping into even a tradition that perhaps you were not born into. But if there is a sacred calling there and you know it's coming from the depth of your soul, then the right thing to do is to go ahead and start becoming the student, if you will, being supported and guided by a sacred guide in that tradition, at the beginning of the journey or later on, but it's important to have that kind of guidance. I know that to be such an important, part of the journey, a very important one that I cannot stress enough how important that is, because that really helps you being able to have a strong foundation and grow roots into the medicine woman path and tradition.
Lovely, thank you. That was beautiful. So I just want to be clear and make it clear for everybody else that you don't have to have a certain degree or go to university for this or, take this, though it is important to have proper guidance moving in onto this path. You don't, yes, you don't need those special courses. I think we get into trouble, especially in the Western world. I can only speak for myself, but everybody's always looking for those special qualifications beside the person's name.
Yes, I want you to notice something. So far, I haven't even spoken about tools, techniques. I haven't spoken about that at all, have you noticed? And there is a reason for that. I do know that it's important and beautiful to have the how, the tools, the techniques, all of that. However, the most important piece in all of this, in becoming a medicine woman and remembering who you are as a medicine woman, is to create and deepen those connections with the divine. And spirit guides are also expressions of the divine, of course. When I say deepen that connection, I mean also with your own soul. And in order to do that, it's a process also of unlearning some things, of healing your life, realigning yourself. There are so many pieces to it. So it sounds easy in theory, but it takes some work, it takes practice, and it takes knowing that this is where you want to go, you want to get to that deep deepening and remembering of your divine essence and coming from that place, not only when you are going to work with people offering any kind of sacred services or energy healing, but also during any other kind of experiences in your life. So yes, there is this important piece that comes first and foremost. And yes, I know that some people love the degrees, the certificates, and you know, having done a number of hours of study and training. I would take that, you know, with a grain of salt. It's really not how you get to develop and grow. And every person has their own timing as well, mind you. There is such a thing as personal timing. How is that your soul wants to grow and develop? For some people, this might be sort of a quick, you know, boom, boom, boom event. You know, one thing comes and then the next and the next. And then, you know, you're already working with sacred clients and doing beautiful work. For other people, it takes a little bit longer. You know, it's more of a process. And time actually is valuable and necessary to develop and mature in your gifts as well. And yes, experiences along the way. Well, it's a whole world, you know, of learning in a very different way.
Why are the medicine women coming back at this time in her story?
Thank you for that question. That's a big one, I have to say. Medicine women are coming back at this time because this is all happening very purposely. You take a look around and see what is happening. Maybe you don't watch the news, just like I don't watch the news so much because it's just not good news. Let's put it that way. But if you look around and see and hear what is going on in the world, you're going to realize that there are many changes. That it's true that wars have been here for a long time, for hundreds of years, long, long time. But this time, things are getting a little bit more intense, if you will.
Definitely.
We also had COVID, right? We had that big pandemic, and we had other events in history recently, in recent history, that have been quite intense and have been this way because we are going through a new cycle. We're starting the cycle of the Great Awakening. And so light and darkness are having a dance, if you will. This is a time for the light to come back. However, it takes work and it takes some time, and things will be happening, yes, as we are rising to this new level of awareness, of love, and, you know, coming back to divine essence within. And this communication as well of the divine essence within with the divine essence all around us, in nature, in the world, even in the universe. Big connections happening. But this is all work of the light, whereas there are other forces. There are these forces as well that don't want the light to rise and that are doing their best to delay the process, try to distract us with shiny objects, create the drama here and there so that we don't have what it takes to actually focus our intention and our attention and rise to the occasion to be in this journey to the light, you know, to rise into this new level. And so this is something for all of us to be part of one way or another. And some people are willingly doing this work very consciously. Some others might not be doing as much, but this is all perfect. This is what it's meant to be. Now, the medicine women are needed at this time because many, many people who are intentionally wanting to do this process, go through this process of growth, need support, need guidance, need huge amounts of healing oftentimes. We are now doing, many of us, life reviews even, and realize that there are things in our past that we have been not wanting to look at. We have been hiding from our darkness or the shadow in past relationships, woundings of the heart that we don't want to recognize are there. But as we are starting to take a look at these things and want to work on releasing these woundings, we want to also let go of what no longer serves in many other parts of our lives and in many, many aspects of who we are. We need guidance, we need support, we need someone who has done the work before us. We want someone who is intentionally wanting to serve, being and acting from a place of love. Someone who has been prepared and that is working with divine spirit and also spirit guides of the light to support us in this process. So the medicine women are coming back very much on purpose for a good reason, to be these women, these people that can take many by the hand on the process of healing, reconnecting with their own essence and rising, you know, in these times of return to the light.
Beautiful, thank you. I know that taking medicine women, you take them through these initiatory programs. And I think that's what you're just starting to maybe talk about right there. Can you tell us more about how you guide them?
Yes, it's a beautiful calling that I have. This wasn't born out of a bright idea of mine. I didn't wake up one day and decide, I'm going to do this. It was definitely not a plan of mine. It's something that I felt in my heart I was being guided to do. I paid attention to the signs and to what is happening in life and how things are unfolding. And yes, it just naturally happened. You know, people that were my clients or sister clients that also came out of, you know, who knows, you know, from the woodworks they came to me. I just was asked to prepare them and support them. And that's how the programs actually were born, out of this calling and the need for it. And I just stepped into it with faith and with love and with as much passion as I have in my heart to do this. And then, you know, time has gone by and I have been initiating medicine women into the sacred path, sharing with them the knowledge, the wisdom, whatever I received from the many years of experience working with people and serving in sacred ceremonial containers to support healing and life transformation. And also growth, right? A lot of experiences supporting people as well, doing spiritual and personal growth. So all of this has been part of the program, and the content really, I don't take it as is something that came from my mind, but something that was given to me in ways that are really beautiful, you know, really organic and natural. And so I am really, really excited about this work, about being able to initiate the medicine women. And so we are walking this path together. And as I like to say, I am being a channel, a conduit for them to be able to also connect with the spirit guides of light more and more deeply. Many of the women that come to me especially have a calling to connect and work with the spirits of nature, Pachamama, the spirits of the mountains and plants oftentimes, but not necessarily that that's going to be their main work. So this is open to really women who would like to grow strong foundations for their medicine women practice. And that can, you know, unfold in many different ways.
Yes, thank you for that, Koryanka. I do think a lot of everybody, but a lot of women are wanting to go back to nature and work with nature and feel connected again. So it's beautiful. And that brings me up a little bit to going back to a little bit to your bio. You mentioned in your bio that you work with cacao medicine, rose, and you're a flower priestess. Can you talk a little bit about what that all means. Some people may not even know what the cacao medicine is about.
Yes, the connection with the spirits of nature have taken me to get to know Mama Cacao, the spirit of the plant, also the spirits of many beautiful plants that specifically I have connected with the spirit, the energy of the flowers themselves. And as I was telling you, it's a calling. What can I tell you about these spirits? It's really a beautiful experience to get to know them yourself. Like I can describe them, but that's not gonna do justice to what it is like to actually be with them, commune with them in your heart. I know that cacao has become quite popular, for instance, in many circles, and that people do have different relationships and different ways of looking at Mama Cacao. But the way I do personally connect with her and how I know her is as a powerful spirit guide, a loving grandmother spirit that will do so many wonderful things in support of you. Just like a loving grandmother good for their grandchild, right? So she is super wise and loving and sweet. And she is going to work with you if you invite her into your life. Now, there is a proper way to do this and a way that is very respectful. And so I am very glad and grateful that I got to get to know Mama Cacao in a very sacred way from the very beginning. I never had drank cacao before in that way, like for ceremony or for any spiritual or energetic work at all. Of course, like anyone, I had hot chocolate for Christmas or something like that, right? But I didn't really step into this path in any other way that wasn't sacred. And I'm very grateful for that, that from the beginning, there was this reverence and this deep of knowing and understanding that I was stepping into something truly special and unique. And so I have been nourishing my connection with Mama Cacao over the years in beautiful ways. Ceremonially. And so, yes, when we get together with women who would like to receive Mama Cacao in their life, not just as their own teacher and guide, and for them to connect with her personally, but there might be people wanting to also take Mama Cacao places and be able to share her medicine and introduce Mama Cacao to people in sacred ways. When people come from that deep place of honoring the spirit of the plant and a true desire to be of service. And they understand that this is not something that you take lightly. It's not something that is just a fashionable thing to do or something cute or just beautiful, right? Because beauty is amazing. Like, yes, the beauty overall is valuable, but if it's just about the beauty of the experience and that, to me, it falls short from the potential of this being something so wonderfully, deeply, and healing and nourishing in ways that you cannot even imagine. So, yeah, when people come to me and desire to receive Mama Cacao in their lives and to be able to take Mama Cacao to other people, then I am more than happy to take them through an initiatory program that is being born out of this deep connection with Mama Cacao and her guidance, of course, her guidance.
Yes, thank you. So, what I was hearing too is we probably need to shift our intention in how we approach ourselves to the spirits of nature. As you were saying, it's not about to look fashionable or just have fun. It's a relationship that needs to be respected and come to a place of understanding you're creating, starting a relationship with another spirit. Would you say that that's correct?
Yes, just think about it in these terms. I like to always think about it this way. Like, if you were going to meet a university professor that is an expert on something specific, that is something you want to learn, then you would take that person seriously, right? You would go to that person with respect and love, and you probably would want to speak to this person in a certain way, right? And so this is how I see it when it comes to the spirit guides. You know, they're really ancient, wise, very powerful. They have the divine light that is so directly connected to the divine creator in such a pure, powerful way. We want to go to them with that much respect and love, with that appreciation of who they are, and learn to do things the right way, right? To be really rising to that occasion of meeting them in that way. And so I love to support people in getting that experience from the beginning of getting to know the spirit guides in this beautiful way that is respectful and loving, and to deepen and deepen and deepen and deepen that connection, right? It's a beautiful journey of reconnection, truly, because it's our divine light reconnecting with their divine light. And it's just a beautiful dance. It's a beautiful dance of love.
That
And
sounds
it's to be,
lovely.
yeah.
Sorry.
And it's meant to be enjoyed. It's meant to be enjoyed. And yes, as I said, there is beauty in it. There is fun. There are many beautiful things that one can experience. But let's not forget that that's just this little bit of the whole experience. There is way much more than that. So I like to take people deep with this, as you can hear.
I can, and that's, I think, what we really need right now. We need to go deeper, definitely. Before we got to our end, I wanted to ask you if you would like to share your story with everybody and how you came to be on this path.
The path of the medicine woman and the priestess, that's what you mean, eh?
Yes.
Yes. Well, this path is something that I stepped on because I was called to it. It wasn't something that I was seeking or something that I wanted to do for any reason. What happened is I had my own dark night of the soul, as many, many medicine women, healers have gone through this. Priestesses as well. It was a very important time in my life when I came to realize that the way I had created my life had caused a misalignment, that I had gotten to a point when I realized I didn't know myself, that I had created a life from that place of not knowing myself and what I wanted and what was the calling of the soul. First of all, like that was a very deep thing that wasn't even in my radar. I just did things in ways that seemed to be good. I was trying to do things the right way, but I got myself into a mess situation where I had to undo everything. I had to let go of a marriage. I had to let go of a career later on. And even in this process, my relationship with my family, with my parents suffered greatly. And so there was a lot of sense of loss and a sense of loneliness, not being understood. It was very, very painful to find myself one day in that place, of feeling that my life was a mess and I had really created that mess. And what I wanted was to be able to be happy again, because I was in a deep, deep level of pain, a depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder. I had a lot of things physically, even it was showing, in my body. My immune system had suffered a great deal. And I had an encounter with the eagles. I had this beautiful encounter with the eagles in this remote island where I was still working as a nurse back then in BC, Canada. And that was a moment in time that I will never forget. I didn't know the meaning of it at the moment. I look into the eyes of one of these two eagles that were in front of me. I was looking at them through the window. They had landed on my balcony. And only about 2 weeks after that is when I had for the first time knowledge about energy medicine. Back then, it was not talked about as much as today. It was a time when I had never heard about it, and I learned about the existence of Reiki, energy healing, and then that was something that became a repeated message, like I was being called to learn and become a Reiki master, which I am today. And that was the very beginning. I found by some good say good luck, that's what it looked like, because I wasn't looking for this, but I found a teacher online, and many things unfolded in serendipitous ways like that. You saw I wasn't looking for things, but the divine was putting these people and these experiences in my life. I was being brought to my healing. I was advised to come to Peru to heal with the medicine of the Inca, and so I did. That was a huge, huge turning point for me, because for the first time in Incan ceremony, not only did I find healing, but the connection with Mother Earth was almost palpable. I could feel a connection with the spirits of nature that I had never ever felt in my life before. And then I went for plant medicine ceremony a few months later. And then again, it was another profound experience of healing and letting go of so much heavy energy and realign myself and rebuild myself from the ground up. So these ceremonies, all of them, were very powerful in their own way, in their own right. And of course, the calling happened. Actually, in the very first ceremonies of the Incan lineage for my own healing, the calling came, and then I decided to follow that guidance and that desire in my heart, and I became initiated in the Incan lineage, went up to the mountains for initiations. It was a huge, amazing adventure over the years to go back to receive more of these initiatory rites and to learn as well through life initiations. And so, this has progressed in natural ways for me to now also initiate the medicine women. It's been all very much on purpose, every experience, every dark night of the soul, every moment where I was down on my knees or when I felt afraid of taking the next step, and then I learned how to surpass those moments. Everything, it's been very much on purpose to take me where I am today and where, we're going with the sacred work as well.
Well, thank you for sharing, Koryanka. That's it was beautiful. And I think a lot of people can relate to, I mean, so many of us have gone through the dark night of the soul or are going through it right now. And we need to remember that we're not alone in this. And it feels like you are alone at some point, but we realize our courage and our strength is so much more. So thank you for sharing. That was lovely. And
It's so
before,
true.
sorry.
Yes, I just want to highlight before we move on that definitely we might feel alone, but we are not alone. So the truth of the matter is that divine spirit is there, our spirit guides are always there, and that really life is there for us and is there to support us. But it's just that we need to learn to be able to connect with that much support that is available to us. So I am here if you need any help and guidance to be able to create this connection, the connection with your spirit guides and, beyond.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for that. We are starting to begin to running out of time here. So I wanted to let everybody know Koryanka has gifted us with a free gift, and it is called Release Ceremony. It is a free gift audio transmission infused with the energy vibration of freedom. Free yourself with ease from what no longer serves you. So please check this out. You can find her free offering in the link underneath this interview. And thank you once more, Koryanka, for gifting us with this. And before we go, can you please let us know where we can find you online and if you have anything else that you'd like to let us know before we go?
Yes, you can find me at alturasspiritualjourneys.com, and that's the online home where you can find me. For you know, the people interested in being initiated as medicine women, you can take a look there at the Divine Woman Emergence Program. And if you want to find out more about how I can support you, perhaps you want to be initiated in the path of the cacao, reach out to me. In my website, you will find how to. You can send me an email and then we can talk and go from there.
Perfect. Thank you. And I will have Koryanka's website address there for everybody on her speaker page with the interview. So you can check that all out. So once more, thank you so much for this beautiful discussion. It was just lovely. Thank you for being with us today, Koryanka.
Thank you, Amanda. It's a pleasure, and thank you for the opportunity to share about my path and experience and about the medicine woman's path as well. Thank you all.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I'd like to thank our audience, our listeners. Thank you for being with us today. I hope you all have a beautiful day. And did you want to say one more thing, Koryanka?
No, I think we're really,
okay.
Really, yes, complete and perfect.
Okay, great. Sorry about that. I thought you were ready to jump in again. So again, thank you, everybody. And then once more, check out her free offering and check out her beautiful website as well if you feel drawn to it. And I will see you all soon. Much love.